FM, transmitting chaos.
Radical news from Athens and the rest of Greece.
Prisoners' mobilization in Greek prisons. It has been some weeks now that the prisoners in Greek prisons have started mobilizations demanding better living conditions.
As they say, our three main demands relate to the establishment of the provisions of Law 4322/2015, the abolition of the prosecution veto on the institution of leaves, and the abrogation of the horrendous law concerning the cumulative execution of the sentence when specific offences are committed within prison during or after the breach of regular leaves. With the start of this struggle, we initially seek the mobilization of struggling parts of society that perceive the injustice and absurdity that are being committed against us. Furthermore, the massification of this struggle in all the country's prisons. That's why we have decided to create a struggle coordination that express the views of prisoners from many prisons who decide to participate in our struggle.
Solidarity actions such as demos, interventions, banners, etc. have begun in many cities.
New additions to the 187/187A Law on Terrorism.
On 31st May of 2017, the Bill of the Ministry of Justice entitled Measures for the Treatment of Persons Discharged from Penalty for Mental or Psychological Disorders and Other Provisions was put to public consultation. The text to be consulted is amended by the Article 187 of the Criminal Code with two new paragraphs in 187, Criminal Organization, and three new paragraphs in 107A, Terrorist Organization, the so-called Terrorism Law.
The new paragraphs provide for penalties for anyone who publicly in any way causes or stimulates commission of the offences described in Article 187 and 187A. This is a very widespread wording that may well lead to a criminalization of public discourse. A proposal we have already seen articulated by the political and the mass media system in response to the recent action 25 of May 2017 against the former banker and Prime Minister of the PASOK, New Democracy and Leos co-government 2011 Lukas Papademos.
Besides, just after this incident and on the occasion of Facebook posts, the governor of the Bank of Greece and former finance minister Yannis Tournaras sent the post he wanted to prosecute to Deputy Minister of Citizen Protection Nikos Toskas, who, in his turn, sent a crime report to the prosecutor in charge for preliminary examination on the 27th of May 2017.
The provisions that Justice Minister Stavros Kontonis now brings to be consulted can be seen as part of a wide effort to suppress the unhappy public discourse within the framework of creating terrorism hysteria mood by the mass media and politicians in Greece and more generally in Europe as well.
A clear order for the immediate evacuation of three occupied buildings has been given by the prosecuting authorities. According to information from a court of law sources, the order is about the building located at 119 Zoldochu Pigi Street in Exarchia, a building in Haidari known as Occupation Papuchadiko, but also for the City Plaza Hotel, which is occupied by immigrants. As a first reflective answer, people in solidarity and squatters have organized demos and solidarity actions since the early days of the information.
A judgment of innocence was announced today by the 5th Court of First Instance of Athens regarding the 30 anarchists who had been arrested during their political intervention in a meeting of the group We Stay in Europe in Sintagma Square on the 22nd of June 2015, when the referendum was taking place. the misdemeanors attributed to them were disruption of peace, collective and continuous attempt to cause dangerous personal injury, collective distinct damage by fire, and illegal possession and use of a flare.
None of them saw anyone committing any illegal action or recognize anybody. In the absence of recognitions and of any other incriminating element, but also the absence of deception, in the case of those who had refused to submit to the unconstitutional practice of compulsory fingerprinting, the prosecutor proposed to the acquittal of the accused.
In prison for 13 years without any evidence. A non-existent accusation and absent elements are the key points of a case which against all logic sent Iriana B.L. in prison for 13 years of imprisonment with no restraint and no mitigation. The accusations. Based on last week's decision, Iriana was accused of joining and participating in the conspiracy of sales of fire, as well as of receiving, transporting and concealing weapons. As for the first part of the category, her only link was the relationship with her partner, who was accused in 2011, according to the Article 187A for Constitution, Initiation and Participation in a Terrorist Organization, but was unanimously and irrevocably acquitted at first instance.
However, this acquitting decision does not appear to have hindered prosecutors and judges in the case of Iriana. Apart from the relationship to her partner, the girl's accusation is based on a finding of the Counterterrorism Bureau, which invokes its infallibility, as the finding no longer exists. On the basis of the above non-existing elements, and despite her being confident that she will be acquitted, she was unfortunately refuted in the worst way. The judicial adventure and the unjustified decision of the 13-year imprisonment without evidence raises serious questions about the role of justice, how prosecutors and judges make decisions, and how easy it is to end up in jail with summary proceedings from one day to another based on an arbitrary scenario, with pretexts on terrorism issues.